Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Wednesday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, what's up? How you feeling, brother?
I feel awesome, to be honest with you, Spike. I'm in a good spot here, bro.
What are we missing?
Yeah, where are you at?
My house in Florida here. I'm on the beach, man. It's a great spot here. I mean, I feel like I'm on vacation.
Oh, it's in the 50s here. That's nice.
You are the ultimate. If I were to look up "work hard, play hard" in the dictionary, that is
balding. Is there any other way?
What? No,
I mean, I don't know of any other way.
Well, I wish.
I mean, Spike, I love what I do, but I mean, you can always talk about breaking down cover two or the run game so much. I mean, you got to kind of balance it out a little bit.
Yeah. I just go to the movies by myself. That is the I feel like I got to do the play hard school from Baldy so
all
I can
right.
learn how to do that
come,
at some
come
point.
Come tag along one weekend.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll have fun.
All right, Baldy. Sunday against the Vikings. Was that the best you've seen Jalen Hurts throw the ball?
I mean, they took a little nap, you know, for 25 minutes after the opening score touchdown, you know. It was like a long nap. But, you know, once they woke up from the nap and, you know, they hit Devontae, you know, with the long bomb, I mean, it looked really good. And he throws a good deep ball. He's always throwing a good deep ball. He gives his guys a chance, let him run underneath it. And, you know, it looked, you know, that's a pretty good defense that they did it against. And, you know, just talking to some of the guys, and I was there, I mean, that's a place to play. It gets loud. They got their decimeter thing going. I mean, it's hard to hear, but it was a good performance. They needed that.
So what exactly were they doing that allowed it to work so well? Was it just him throwing the ball where it should be, or what do you think added up to the success throwing it?
You know, they've been trying to get Jalen to, you know, go under center and get out of shotgun and do what a lot of these other offenses are doing, a play action pass. And, you know, the throw to Devontae was a max protection Speedo route, you know, and he just ran right by the corner. But he had a seven-step drop. You know, so play-action passes under center was a big deal. I mean, Petullo was telling me about it before the game, and Saquon was, you know, 7-8 yards deep. And, you know, they thought it would really open up the offense, and it did. And I think you'll see a lot more of it. But that was the real catalyst for it. They had really, you know, they had talked about it, that it's in the offense, but it wasn't something that Jalen – is the most comfortable doing, turning his back to the defense. He likes kind of seeing the whole thing, but it really works, and I think you'll see more of it, you know, as we go forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last couple of games, it seems like the explosive plays are at least starting to show up on film. I know he missed a couple. The one in the Giants game, he and AJ, whatever that was, in the Denver Broncos game. But last week, he seemed to hit on just about everything. I get the question, Baldy, the last couple of days about believing that they've turned a corner or not. So, in other words, is this just a one game thing, or have you seen enough there that you believe they've turned a corner in the passing game? That this is not 382 yards or whatever it was and a perfect QB rating, but at least the passing game can be effective moving forward. You think they turned that corner with it?
Well, I'd like to turn the corner. Like, I mean, I got to see, you know, Saquon have a day. You know, I've seen all these other backs have a day in this league. I haven't seen Saquon have one yet.
Okay.
I've seen rookies do it. I've seen Quinshon Judkins have a day. I haven't seen Saquon have a day yet. And I, to me, they're not going to turn the corner. Regardless, I mean, I know, you know, a lot of guys in the organization are thrilled that Jalen had that type of passing day. They, you know, they pay a franchise fee for a quarterback. They want to see those kind of numbers. You know, you're not going to do it every week, but they want to see that.
Yeah.
But to me, like, they're not going to turn the corner until they start getting this running game cranked up. And I feel like they've got a lot of work to do yet in that. Mm. And I think, you know, there's some runs that they haven't done yet, Ike, that they can do. They got the two most athletic tackles in the league. It'd be good to see them running some toss crack and getting those guys out in the perimeter,
yeah,
where a lot of other teams are doing it. And so I think there's still a big jump to be taken in the run game. But I think then, when you could marry both of them, then I could tell you that, and they're both working together, then I think we could say that they've turned a corner.
Okay. Is that effective passing going to help that run game from happening? Because it's very hard for us to figure out why the run game isn't working, whether it's offensive line play, whether it's Saquon, all that stuff. Do you think this is sort of gives them the recipe to get that on track?
Well, I think it's there if they want to do it. Like, I'm not sure if they're fully committed to it, to be honest with you. I know last year it won them a Super Bowl. They seem to be a little reticent to really commit to it. I mean, when Saquon gets the ball against Denver one time in the fourth quarter in a tight game, it's, you know, are they really committed to the run game? I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of a split. You know, do we want to be a better passing team or running? Like, I think it's got to all go together. A lot of these teams right now are just playing, like we saw it week one against the Cowboys. You're seeing it around the league. They're just sitting in these umbrella defenses and trying to keep everything in front of them. But if you start getting your shots down the field like that, or if you start running the ball effectively, you can run them out of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think then you can really dictate what defenses are doing and how you can manipulate that. And I don't think they've really begun to dictate what defenses are doing yet.
From a defensive standpoint, look, they end up with a couple of takeaways, but Minnesota. If Carson Wentz doesn't make a couple of the errors that he makes, the game might look a little bit differently. Defensively, what are you seeing? The Eagles have been outgained every game this season, and that's not just on the offense, it's on the defense too. Are you seeing any signs of life from the pass rush? You had mentioned Jalen Carter last week.
N'Kobe's back.
N'Kobe back too, yeah. From the defense, what did you see on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think there's a reason why Brandon Graham is, back in uniform.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the pass rush, they have not had a great pass rush from any of the guys, and Jalen showed up last week. I know he's affected with, some shoulder problems and whatnot, but he showed up a little bit last week. But they really haven't had much heat off the edge. They put, Jihad out there last week. And, N'Kobe made a big difference, like, to your point. Like, he just looked like he was wanting to go smash somebody, and he did a couple of times. So that was good. Honestly, Minnesota, he snapped the ball over the quarterback's head and you lose 20 yards. You have the ball in Justin Jefferson's hands for a touchdown. They end up setting them for a field goal. Great job by Cooper DeJean to get it out. They had plenty of opportunities to either win that game or, at least, make that thing a one possession game. And they just, they just couldn't make the play. Carson, and one throw was basically a punt, but, he missed every deep shot he had, where he had a chance. I mean, they have big problems at corner. And it's been going on all year. And getting Quinion back healthy makes a difference. But the other corner, I think this trade deadline, you're going to see even more players coming in right now to try and kind of repair this thing. Because teams are going after the other corner relentlessly. And if they could have completed some deep shots last week, maybe we're talking about a three-game loss right now.
So, you mentioned corner and we were talking about pass rush. If, let's say, going into the trade deadline, we all hope for both. If you could add an edge or add a corner, what do you think helps the Eagles defense more?
Good question, Spike. If I can only take one, if it was a really good, I don't think this is going to happen, but if, Trey Hendrickson became available for some reason, I would take the end. But if you could shake a corner loose someplace, somebody that can really play, I don't know why in this league, I don't know why anybody would unload a good one, but I'd take, I'd take the corner right now, the way that they're going after, you know, the guys not named Quinion right now.
So we have the Giants on Sunday who kicked the Eagles' ass a couple weeks ago. They're certainly more energized. It just doesn't, to me, looking ahead to this game, if the Eagles are playing the way they should, this should not, the Giants aren't a team that should beat the Eagles. What are you seeing right now from the Giants, and is there any reason to be concerned is the wrong word, but as long as they show up and play the way that they should beat that team on Sunday, right?
I think so. I mean, they have a better roster than the Giants, but Jackson Dart's playing great.
Yep.
You know, he put up five, you know, helped him get to five touchdowns against the Eagles. You know, he had, you know, they were in the 30s last week against Denver, in Denver. He has a unique ability with only four starts to just maneuver a pocket that is flush with pass rushers or blitzers, and he doesn't sack himself. He keeps plays alive. And so you really got to plaster your receivers because they don't have a great receiver in the roster, but he'll find the open receiver if they shake loose. And he creates a lot of loose plays, and he's a very good runner, and he's fearless. He's not going to hold the ball. And, you know, he's going to make the throws. I mean, it might be tight window throws, but he has no fear of pulling the trigger. So he does concern me. And then, you know, Brian Burns is playing great right now for the Giants. They're not a great defense at all, but they do have some playmakers on that defense. And so, you know, you want to see the Eagles kind of go after some of these corners that are out there that are, I don't know, I think they're just average players out there.
Yeah. Brian, Baldy, you brought up BG for a quick second there earlier. Just want to get your thoughts on BG coming back and, you know, what do you think he can, I guess, give this defensive line and the locker room? Like, what do you think about BG coming back?
Well, I mean, everybody loves BG. I mean, there's, you know, he doesn't have one hater in the whole world. So, like, him walking the locker room is going to be a big deal, you know, because he's just got that leadership and smile and, you know, that personality. I just, you know, like, what kind of football shape could he be in? I mean, I'm sure he's been lifting weights and, you know, he's got some conditioning. But, you know, football is a sport that, you know, he needs some calluses out there. Like, can he just put the uniform on and, you know, become Superman on Sunday? Like, you know, I mean, that Andrew Thomas is playing great football at left tackle for him. The right tackle is a little questionable right now. But, you know, they need somebody that can win a one-on-one out there right now.
Yeah.
That can put some heat on without blitzing right now. Like, so, you know, I hope that he's in good shape and he's not going to be one of these guys that's been out of football for 9 months and he goes out there and he does something, you know, to, you know, harm his body at this point. He tore his tricep a couple times last year. He, you know, recovered fast enough to get back out there. But, you know, I don't want to see him force himself into the situation just because they need him. I'm kind of curious how they're going to use him if he does play this weekend.
All right, Baldy. Thank you as always, man. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next time, same place, same time.
Florida, huh?
Yeah, enjoy that Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Baldy.
Okay, guys.
That is Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldy, our host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Back to the show right after Ike tells you about Tasty Cake.
Yo, Philly! Come on, man. Yo, Philly, seriously. Is that what we're doing, the Yo, Philly thing?
Yo, Philly!
Yo, Philly! You can feel it. Yeah, the air is cooler, football's hotter, and that means it's Tasty Cake season. Now, I'm talking about those limited edition fall flavors that we all love. Pumpkin pie. Huh? You like a pumpkin pie?
Of course.
Okay. How about salted caramel donuts?
Yes.
Like those, huh, Fritzy?
Yes.
You know me?
Fatty, the perfect perfect
ooh, game boy.
Day snack while you're watching the birds. Yeah, that's for all of yesterday in your top five. Now, whether you're tailgating or kicking back on the couch, make it a win with Tasty Cake. Grab yours before the season ends, and you know the deal, except no substitutes.
Oh, my God. He hit you with a fatty?
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous. Everyone knows I'm down 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
All right, Merle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Two quick things. Yes. One on the Tasty Cake thing and then one on Baldy. I hear you all day. I almost in my head went Tasty Cake meat snacks. And I said, no. They don't make meat snacks. They do not as far as I know. Just a little nugget from Baldy in the beginning of it.
What you got there?
When they were talking about under center. just he was Baldy talks to people. He didn't make a big deal out of it, mm-hmm. but he did say they've been trying to get him under center for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, yep. just, you know, everyone who wants to bury Petullo and Nick Sirianni for being morons and saying, when we can all see it, that there may have been some other reason.
Well, and your boy called it out, right? I'm saying your boy being facetious. Chris Sims, isn't he? Chris Sims that said that?
Well, Chris Sims essentially said that there's things they want to do that they can't do because he doesn't want to do them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
which could have been that.
Yes. Well, I will be sold on it when I see it happen again.
You will.
See it happen again?
Yes, okay. You will.
I hope so.
Maybe not that. Not that.
You're not going to throw for 320 yards throwing the ball 23 times.
Right.
I'm not. But the ability to do it, just throwing the ball in that formation would help them. 215-592-9494. Jack, can you put Tasty Cake Dom up for me?
Uh-oh.
I can't get my mouse to move here. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Ike, I'm ready to go tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. That's
is there a Bud Crawford fight tonight?
Fitting that you came up after the Tasty Cake
thing.
How about that? Yes. Just put that together. You know my brain is slow.
You ready for
on time.
Ready for a little Sixers basketball tonight, Tasty Cake?
Come on, Tasty Cake.
And Spike, I hope Chuck watches the game tonight because I think he's going to be pleasantly surprised because the one thing that the Sixers have done this preseason.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Is they demolished Minnesota on the boards.
Yes.
I mean, they've been hitting the boards. They rebound the ball, Spike, and get this ball out to the young guard. It's nothing. There's not going to be anything methodical about this offense. It's going to be the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, well, they're using their guards to crash a little bit too, which I think will help them. Edgecombe can do that, and Grimes can do that. And then the other thing that happened in that one preseason game that I hope we see is when Embiid would get the rebound and they would go, he was hitting them with those hit-ahead passes where he doesn't even have to run down the court. They're already three-quarters of the way down there. He can do that. That can help them run. You know, everyone thinks they can't run because he's there. Most centers aren't like gazelles running the floor up and down. It's just about getting the rebound and hitting it ahead.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully they can do that.
Yeah, you got to run without him. I mean, you know, if there's an opportunity to run, then go ahead and run.
Put pressure on the defense.
Yeah, and if it's not there, you pull it back out, and Joel will come up, whether he shoots the trail three or he starts to play.
Yeah.
Right? When you kick the ball back around to him. So, yeah, use the young guns. Use that youthfulness and that athleticism. And Joel's going to get his.
Yes.
Yes, he's going to get his.
Yeah.
And the great thing about him, he doesn't have to be a volume shooter. Because he's an efficient player.
Well, because he gets fouled as much as he gets fouled.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's gonna get his.
Yeah, I was so out, you know, this summer, and then they got VJ, and I said, ooh. And then I saw Joel without the knee brace, looking skinny, and I said, ooh. And then I saw that preseason game when, you know, everybody else was using their starters except for us, and then we did, and all of a sudden, Maxie's Anwans, and Grimes has 20, and, you know, VJ has 20, and I just...
Hardest wood I have ever touched.
We get McCain back. Oh,
yep.
Come on.
And then,
yes.
I've been a curmudgeon for 2 years. That Game 6 against the Celtics, Spike, that broke me.
Oh, it was terrible.
I've been a curmudgeon. I've been in a coma for 2 years.
Yeah.
I just didn't get over it.
It was horrible.
Miserable. I just didn't get over that. And I am so over it because this starting lineup excites me. Like, you sold me on the three guards, Grimes, McCain, eventually, VJ, and then Maxie.
Yep.
Three of them are going to start.
Yep.
And then you got Joel and Dennis Rodman. That's an exciting starting five.
Dominic Barlow is Dennis Rodman now.
He's a rebounding machine.
You know what it reminds me of, Tasty Cake? Early in the process when we got Covington and he could shoot and hit threes, all of a sudden it was the most amazing thing we had ever seen. And Dominic Barlow, all of a sudden we have a guy going in there and getting rebounds, and we're like, oh my God, where has this been all our lives? And
because, Spike, we've been missing.
Yeah.
Since Doc Rivers, Brett had his teams, they would have 75 turnovers in the first half, but they hit the board. They were physical. And Doc Rivers made this a finesse team. And with Zambona, with VJ, and with Don Barlow, they're physical again. They're physical.
But aren't you kind of worried, Tasty Cake, that Nick Nurse is going to screw this whole thing
up? Don't, Jack. We're having
I'm over. I'm not worried about anything. I just want to watch my Sixers win tonight.
Yes.
They got the Celtics. I want them to run them Green Devils into the ground. I think they'll do it. Okay, there's not a negative bone in my body right now. Oh. I just want the Sixers to win it, and I think it's amazing, Spike, just to myself, how one game could flip me like that.
Yeah,
but
preseason game, by the way.
I called you in the summer, Ike, and I said, you know, Daryl Morey's building Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs with this roster, and I'm dead wrong. I'm so happy to be wrong, and Ike, this East ain't a fearsome East. There's nobody fearsome.
Oh, no.
No.
Dude, this is wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open, Tasty Cake.
Yeah, you got me. People trying to make me worried about Orlando and Atlanta.
Get the heck out of here.
Get out of here.
You guys were saying 6-7 all show.
Oh, that we sure were, yeah.
I got another one. Spike, I'm saying 6-0.
What does that mean?
Means 60 damn wins, Jack. Oh,
all right.
Oh,
all
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Tasty Cake.
This guy's a problem.
Wins.
60 wins.
And 12?
Add on my list.
22.
22?
Bust me in 10 years, Spike. Add on my list to bust me in 10 years. I said 3 MVPs for Jalen for years now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the first one.
I'm adding 3 rebounding totals for Don Barlow right on that list.
Wow.
Dom Rodman.
That's number 2 on that thing.
Dom Rodman,
the only
I love
thing
it.
Is, please, Nick, give him minutes. Spike, you agree with me. They have to get that reckless fool, Kelly Oubre, off the court.
No, right? I like Kelly Oubre.
He's a turn. Oh, I hate
him. They'll trade him in the deadline.
God.
He's going to get traded in the deadline.
Reckless.
I like Kelly Oubre. Works hard. And he's the best looking guy I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Well, I hope you're. I mean, you're waiting on him. I don't like him.
Yeah, I think he's his. Thank you
for
the call.
What's going on with you today?
He's a good looking guy. You see the Yoshi eyes?
You accepted being Yoshi's boo.
Yes.
Really? You think I didn't hear that? We just kept it moving.
Well, I got guys.
There's a lot of spooning and cuddling with you and Yoshi.
Yep.
And what just happened? Oubre's the best looking guy you ever seen?
In real life? Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
His eyes are captivating.
I mean, it's stunning. I met him at that Daryl Morey charity
thing.
Both
of y'all.
The ping pong thing.
Yeah.
And he is attractive on TV. I saw him right in front of my face, and I said to myself, oh my God. I was just in awe.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
This is nowhere near this. This is me with Lizardo. Hey, I sounded nothing like this.
No.
Yeah.
Yes,
you two are way over the top.
I'm calling it like I see it. But I think Kelly Oubre will get traded. But the thing about Oubre that I like is before he got here, I was warned by, some people in one organization and then people that podcast for another one that had Oubre and said, oh, that guy's a loser and he only cares about his own stats and those things. And I think he has changed when he's been here.
Yeah.
He plays hard. He plays hard defense. He's not a good shooter and he can be reckless. Mm-hmm. But I like Kelly Oubre. I like him on the Sixers. I don't think he's making a pass at trade deadline, though.
And he can take a lick and keep on ticking.
He can.
That's right.
On his bike.
On his bike.
Yes.
Nothing to see here?
No, nothing. Totally normal. Whatever happened with that case?
That was so awesome.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Nope. It just went away. Oh, it never happened. Never happened. 215. I wonder if Big Dom was involved in that, making that go away. The other Dom.
No comment.
215-592-9494. Coming up, everybody wants to hear where the insiders are on the Eagles Insider of the Year power ranking.
You all think you had a big week?
Oh, maybe you do.
Look, I had the PG thing.
Okay. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment might be a challenge as I have the hiccups and they won't go away. Won't go away. I tried holding my breath.
Yeah. You got to do it till you lose some brain cells.
I don't have many to spare.
That always worked for me growing up.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more.
Do you need someone to scare you?
Now through Saturday, in store only. I think I might. The Twitter question, which should the Eagles' first priority be at the trade deadline, edge or corner? Edge at 52%, corner at 48%. Pretty split there. I think the difference is probably get a more, from what Baldy was saying, unless you're getting Trey Hendrickson, a lot of the edge guys are just, I can't do it.
Yeah, I
don't know what to do. I don't know what to do here. I've never been confronted with this situation.
Did you drink some water?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to talk in between hiccups.
Look, Chuck's outside the window.
That was supposed to scare
hide
you.
My fingers.
Yeah.
215.
It'll go away.
We'll get to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings in a moment. 215-592-9494. Derek at Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, man? Go get you some of that good skookle water, man. Take care of them hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't want to kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll do you good.
Yeah, they'll do me great.
You think Embiid listens to the show?
No.
I was going to say if he want a fan for life, man, all he got to do is dedicate one of his turnarounds to Chuck, man, and he's on him for life. He'll make up every excuse for him, and everything for the rest of his career because he does Bryce. That home run is 3 years ago, man. He got to get up off of that, man.
It's a good point. Anyway. It's a good point. You make a good point, Derek.
On the show every day. He was one of my. He was like the top caller for a little bit, but you're right. He'd be emphatic about stuff, and then he just jump off, and then he comes back on, and it's like, come on, bro. Like OG Wade, he ain't never coming off of Jalen Hurts.
Nope.
Right.
You cut off Hurts' arms, he's still gonna be saying he's top five because he can do this with his left. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
You gotta respect that. But I'm not gonna say I'm all in with the Sixers, man. But I am hopeful, man, because I feel like if Embiid can give him like 35, 40 games, like Embiid's skill set, like you said earlier, Spike, like he ain't have a better career than Allen Iverson. But I think, like skill set wise, Joel Embiid, like he might be the best big that we've seen, just skill set wise. You know what I mean? He just can't you just can't stay healthy, and a lot of guys can't. You know what I mean?
The thing about Embiid, I've always said, is there's not very many players in the NBA, even the best ones, who are the best offensive and defensive player on their team. Normally, it's one or the other. But you look at the top players now, like none of them are, and he is, yeah. And that is the upside for him, and it's so hard to look at him play well and not start to imagine what it would be like if he puts it all together. The injury stuff is real. The choking in the Celtics game is real. All those things are real. But the when he's playing with the 70 points against Wemby, that's all. That's also, I don't know,
dude,
what to
you
do.
You sound like the TikTok girl that has Tourette's.
Dude, we're not doing that.
That's what she's. You sound like that.
We're
like,
not doing
an awkward
that.
Pause.
We are not. We're not doing that.
One thing I do respect about Embiid is, even though with him coming up short sometime in that one Celtics game, he does push himself to the limit. Like, he'll most times he'll give you what he has, and a lot of times he just don't have it. Like, when you're 7 foot, whatever he is, like, sometimes it's like hard to chew gum and walk at the same time, for real, for real. So when people are really like, he can't stay upright, and da 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 da, like, for him to move the way he moves, like, he's super skilled, man. And if you remember Sam Bowie and like Greg Oden, like,
yeah,
this is sometimes like when you're built like a certain kind of way, like even like Patrick Ewing, like, he never had like a catastrophic injury, but you can't tell me that his knees were the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just some players just have like a long career. They get lucky.
Well, and he's disproportionate, yeah, too, with the weight. Like, his thighs and his butt, that's where a lot of his weight is at there.
Yeah.
And then the game that he plays, meaning his ability, he has, and he likes to play a more skillful position. So he's asking his body to do things that 6'7", 6'8", guys do, right, when he's 7-plus feet. And I think, especially early in his career when he was younger, I mean, we watched him do a lot of those things, and we're like, whoa.
Right.
But his body is not built like Hakeem Olajuwon's.
Right, the slender.
Yeah.
Olajuwon was like 6'9", though, for real.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yep.
Like, even like Yao Ming was skilled, but he was so big that his body failed him. And I'm not trying to like wish no shame on like Wemby. Like, he's super skilled too, but you can't look at him and say like he's going to have a long, healthy career. He's already been hurt a couple times. Nah. Like, it's just hard being that big and tall and putting that kind of pounding on your body and stuff at that size. So
yeah, unless you're built like,
can like at least give us 40 games, man, and I think we'll have like a chance to make like a second or third round playoff. You know what I mean? The East is wide open. You know what I'm saying? So
yep. I agree.
That's my thoughts.
Derek, why don't you give us something stupid you did when you were young?
I used to like throwing snowballs at cars, man, and then sometimes they get out and chase you, man. But sometimes you would get caught.
Yep, did that,
man,
too.
We are.
You know what I mean?
There has been a lot of throw stuff at cars during this show. We are not endorsing any of that. Just to be clear, you should not do that.
No.
If you're a young person or even an old person thinking about maybe that would be fun and is not fun.
You throw something in a car nowadays, you might get more than paws put on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might get some heat drawn on you.
All I want for Embiid is this.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a playoff run where he's healthy, and if he fails when he's healthy,
right,
fine.
Yeah.
I could swallow that. I could look back at stop.
Yeah, come on,
Don't. That wasn't on purpose.
Is it a challenge?
No, stop.
We got company.
Well, I'm trying with the hiccups as well. I'm getting some good advice on Twitter. Thank you to everybody with the hiccups. I think they might be gone.
Nope.
No, they're not.
No, they're gone.
No,
nope,
they're not.
They're not.
I just want him to play in the playoffs. And like I said, if he fails, he fails. Even in that Celtics series, mm-hmm, where he choked, he didn't play in three of those games because of the knee.
The knee
at that point.
Yep.
We had the Bell's palsy and the knee and the... Yeah. Like all the,
Jesus, man. What hasn't he had?
Yeah, broken face he had.
My goodness.
I just want him to have the playoff run where either he, forgetting about whether his body fails him, whether he succeeds or he doesn't succeed. That's all I want.
Yeah, you want a healthy run out of it.
Yes.
And then see where it goes.
And then everybody, then when we argue about it, we can just say either he did it or he didn't do it.
I agree.
But it wasn't some injury thing that prevented him from doing it.
I agree.
215-592-9494. Ooh, I got to talk about Guida with the hiccups. Well, look, God, I love you. I'm going to do this because I love you. And I'm going to tell you because I love you. Your windows, your old drafty windows, they really are a disgrace. And your family has been looking to you to replace your old drafty windows because they go through the winter and they see that cold, feel that cold air coming through the windows. They know that your energy bills are getting higher and they are on you to change it. If you go to Guida right now, you have the buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors, which means buy one, get one half off, right? Mix and match as you please. So, you know, if you want to get a, I don't know, an entry door, you can get half off a storm door. You buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Doesn't have to be one for one, the same exact thing, right? And when you replace your windows and doors and start that project with Guida, these can be big projects, admittedly. You can start your project with no money down, which is a help to you. Also help to you, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. This is a limited time offer. And restrictions apply. So call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So I... All right, enough. Enough. Baldy over there. It's toupee. I just want to thank...
Yes.
One of these two things worked with the hiccups. Mm-hmm. Here are the two things I got suggestion. One, somebody said, drink some water, don't, mm-hmm. and then look down. And when you're looking down, swallow the water. Or somebody said, hold your breath and swallow three times. I tried both of the, Jack, come on, man. I'm trying to. This is a real thing.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Just not address it?
No, it's funny. It was just funny.
He's enjoying you.
It's great.
Well, but he's going to clip all of it. It's not fair.
Yeah,
it's not fair. It's not fair.
He's not fair.
Let's go to the Eagles inside of the year power ranking.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydrometrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
It's a big week for the insiders. You know, when we were talking about the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings last week, I put a bounty on the BG thing. I said, that's what we want. We want one of you guys to break the Brandon Graham thing. And I guess they all took it to heart because the Brandon Graham story did break this week. And the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings reflects that. Now, normally, I go 5-1, but in true buzz fashion, I'm going to go 1-5 because the back end of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings is more interesting than the top. Okay. Number one on Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, and we don't want to do this. We don't want to give it to a national guy. We give it to Adam Schefter, who had the BG story.
He was the first one, yeah.
Before anybody else. So you might ask, well, how does the rest of this list go? Well, number two, we have all of the Eagles beat writers who are on the mass text list who got the information at the exact same time.
And tweeted out the exact same time.
And tweeted it out and pretended that they... And they're all using this sort of stuff. John Clark, you know, did the, as I said, and I've been told. And, you know, they were all trying to point to things that they said earlier. We all knew that this could happen. You don't get any credit for a week ago or 2 weeks ago saying it could happen. We all knew that. So congratulations to all the Eagles beat writers who say, you know, who when we traded for Tank Bigsby all said it was for kickoffs. You know, who all just say exactly what they are told to say. You thought you were special getting the BG scoop and you weren't.
Everyone got it.
Everyone got it. They all got it at the same time. Congratulations. You're all number two. None of you are number one. And there's no more Eagles inside of the Year Power Rankings for this week. It's one and two. It's Schefter and everybody else. You got scooped by Schefter.
Yep. Wow.
What BG's? You could just walk up and ask BG, for Christ's sake. He's around. It'll talk to you.
Certainly. Yeah, he's...
I mean, he is.
No, you're right.
You know, BG's a good guy. You talk to him, ask him a question. Normally, he's going to answer you. You know what they did? They all just waited for the text.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
And I said this last week, during the week. The fact that he hadn't refuted the stories out there.
Yes.
The guy has a platform. If he wanted to say, don't believe what you're hearing out there, I'm not coming back. He could have very easily have said that at any point. He didn't.
Yes.
And it was the worst kept secret in the city.
Just waiting for the text.
Yeah, we're just waiting on it.
Waiting for the text. If you want to be the Eagles inside of the year, you have to go get the story. Right?
Yep.
We're not gonna take it lazy. Oh, I got the text. You can't get used to, and this is the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the battle here for the local reporters. Because so many times, the team or the agent wants to give it to the national guy. I understand what you're up against. But that's why you got to grind.
Yes.
That's why you got to build relationships. You know, Rossini's out here calling GMs and getting trade block stuff. What are you doing?
Yeah. And everybody want to attack her.
Yeah.
She's working.
Because she's working. What are you doing? You're going to practice what you're allowed. And all 40 of you are tweeting out that A.J. Brown's not practicing. Congratulations. You were at NovaCare. You drove the NovaCare. Congratulations. Build a relationship for once.
What is that?
It's a sheep. Because they're all sheep.
Because they're all sheep. Okay. You know, I think it's really a goat.
Yes, that's where I was going with
I think
that.
I'm that's
like,
a sheep.
A goat.
No. Well, I don't care. No. It's like, this is not really an eagle. It's a falcon.
Right.
Well,
Ike was both. So, and like Kemsky, very cute tweet, but that could have been a real report.
Yes.
About A.J. Brown meeting with Big Dom for a couple minutes.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
Boy, yeah, we had not been in commercial break when we saw that. We were running with that one.
Yeah, you should have heard the show during the commercial break here.
I am glad I texted him.
Yes,
thank you for doing that. That could have turned into a storm.
Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. We can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Rios at North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What up, gentlemen? Before I get in these Sixers, man, what's going on, Spike? How's your day going, brother?
What do you have a problem with, Rios? I can hear it in your... All right, enough.
There's a lot of stuff going around. Like, look, let me just tell you this. You know, like, when I was younger, I know with the grown man thing, and say, like, it's somebody very close to me, yeah, I mean, you know, you'd be like, damn, bro. Like, say I came up to Ike, it was his birthday that I think it was last year's birthday. He had like this vest on, that sharp John with his Jordans or whatever. Like, yo, what's up, dog? Like, look good, brother. You know what I mean? You know, we'll say something like that as older. And when I was younger, like, you know, if it was girls around and I'm like, I got a homie and a girl be like, so do he look good? And I look at her like, yo, he get a lot of girls. Yeah. I mean, in that way, the Oubre thing kind of like, yo, man, like, I would have, like, if we were right next to each other walking, I would have had to probably grab you by your neck because you just pretty much told me you double taked at the bull. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, look, I'm a happily married man, and I will stay that way. But I am comfortable in saying that I'm just being honest. I was sitting there, and Oubre walks in, and it doesn't help. The guy's 6'8". He, you know, he's dressed friggin' cool. He's
about to start again.
His eyes pierce.
Have you seen his eyes?
His eyes are beautiful.
Stop.
It's how I feel.
No, and I know you're being honest, but hold on. See, the disturbing part is not only now, like, I didn't think it could get worse than that. Like, yo, you like, this the most yamming boy I ever see. You just, you had to tell me you're a happily married. I know this. You ain't got to. Man, look, all right, off this subject, man. Sixers, man. We ain't going nowhere with this. Look, man, first of all, I'm just be honest, like, you know what I mean? I can't really get up for a lot of things. Pause. I can't really get into this.
Ooh, boy.
This thing because of Boy George, first of all. You know what I mean? And you know, I want the best for Embiid. It's just, you know, with his health but then, you know, his big baby antics. I hope that stops, like, really turn into an a-hole and, like, not, like, almost like that time when Kobe was going through whatever and he was like, F everybody. Like, right. Okay, get to that point. Not all the trolling. Like, sometimes it's a funny bull. Well, you're a funny bull, but you end up too much of a goofy. And a goofy bull is a nut.
Like, so, Dwight Howard.
You know what I mean? I don't want him to goofy bull. Now, I'll say this. Listening to y'all before, I almost probably, you know what I mean, crashed in just going in the garage when you said a Kelly thing. But anyway, y'all kind of convinced me where I'm kind of like, all right, you know what? Let me give it a chance and watch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because Boy George ain't playing today, so whatever.
No, he's not. Yeah. And here's the thing, Rios, I tell everybody, if he gets hurt or they stink, you can just stop watching. But do you really want to deprive yourself of the fact that of him playing well in a Sixers uniform while he's here? The worst case scenario, do you do what everybody did last year? It stinks.
Yep.
Stop watching.
Stop paying attention.
Yeah.
I get that. It's just more to when, like, it's everything with me is everything Philadelphia. Like I told y'all, when I joined the military at 18, I didn't wear no other type of jersey, hat, or nothing like that. Only time now, if I ever wore anything, is my kids could wear whatever is a Kobe Bryant jersey, and that's bigger for a whole type of other thing. But I go into this Philadelphia stuff real strong, where it's like, I'm going to always say it's never going to be about Allen Iverson the best. And reason why, it's like, yo, like, just his whole attitude and body in the city, not just a straight killer. That's just me. I love killers, man. You know what I mean? So it sometimes made me be like, I watch it and say they end up doing this baby sucker stuff. Then I'm like, yo, I just gave my life away that I cannot get back. I'm going to get this back. But I ain't gonna deprive myself. I could be honest. This is probably one of the first times in a lot of ways I listened to it, and y'all really convinced me of this because I really wasn't thinking of nothing about them, you know what I mean, Sixers. But, you know what I mean, it is what it is. But what was that question, you know what I mean?
Oh boy, this the question on you. We're asking people something stupid they did when they were a kid, you know?
All right. I ain't gonna go deep into two. But I'm going to just get this one where, to me, it's still to this day funny. So if y'all remember, Jack won't remember, when really cable started coming out before, you know, when you had just the channels on the regular local TV, then cable came out and it was real, everybody started getting cable and then people could do cable lines, whatever. During that time, every cable and cable box, your remote will work in the other house's remotes. So I used to go in the alley. We used to go in the alley or climb over on porches. And, like, there used to be old folks, man. And we would change the channel, right? I mean, and they literally, like almost like,
they don't know what's going on. What, yeah.
Oh, dude, exactly. That is crazy. I would imagine the first time they change it back and they're thinking, oh, that's weird. And then you just do it again.
All right, what the hell is going on?
Now, during that time, it was, man, it was like that. And man, you get people. I mean, but not on the same subject, but my brother did get me back when we were watching Candyman and he grabbed the umbrella and that he put the hook around my neck. Oh my God, boy. But anyway, hey gentlemen, y'all take care. Ike, Yes, I'm going to leave it to you to fix my man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get him right.
I'm fixed.
I get him right.
I'm fixed.
Jackie is just going to egg him on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
all right,
y'all take care, man.
All right, bro. Well, Jack,
that's the first time I've ever heard Rios laughing.
I know.
Yeah, he doesn't really laugh.
He's so intense. Yeah.
Jack is a fan of, what's our catcher's name? Real Muto's Cavs.
Unbelievable Cavs.
Yeah.
I've never looked there.
Yeah, we'll go to we'll
see
if he's
a catcher. There. Catcher's got to have great catch.
Well, right? You'd think so.
Yeah. That catcher on the Blue Jays, that's the fattest catcher I ever saw, Alejandro Kirk.
Alejandro Kirk?
Yeah.
Best two-strike hitter in baseball.
Yeah, big old belly there. All right, Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
Hold on, I did cut this too.
Don't.
This is... But Alejandro Kirk.
Yeah.
And not me. Anyway, so, no, but the 6'7 thing got me thinking. One of the most notable viral sensations of my life.
Ooh, viral sensations. That'll be a good one.
That ought to be good.
6'7. Oh, I'm trying to get the kids to not do it. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm trying to make them think it's not cool.
Now we're all on to him now.
Yeah.
Oh, we figured him out.
Oh, 6'7.
Apparently, it's been going on since July, so we're a little late.
Whatever. We were first on, what's her name?
Hoctua.
We were first on that. Sometimes we're first, sometimes we're second. Speaking of viral sensations, so the top five at five is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.